For CRI, I'm Alexander Orcott. European foreign ministers have agreed to adopt sanctions against Ukraine. The sanctions include the freezing of assets, bans on visas, and a ban on the export of anti-riot shipments to Ukraine. At the same time, EU member countries have also agreed to ship medical aid into Ukraine. Despite the announcement of a truce on Thursday by Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych, clashes between protesters and riot police are continuing into this Friday. The death toll from this week's unrest, which began on Tuesday, is now believed to be at least 67. Hundreds more have been hurt in the unrest. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian government has begun equipping its riot police with combat weapons. In making the move, the country's interior minister contends rioters have been using assault weapons on police, forcing authorities to respond in kind. Negotiators at the Iranian nuclear talks have agreed to hold a new round of meetings, which have been set for March the 17th. This comes after the latest round of talks in Vienna ended earlier than scheduled due to the worsening situation in Ukraine. Catherine Ashton, the EU's foreign policy chief, has described the talks in Vienna the past few days as productive. Recent talks among Iran and the P5+1 are meant to try to create a permanent agreement following the creation of an interim agreement hammered out in November. That deal has seen Iran suspend its key enrichment programs in exchange for a partial lifting of sanctions. South and North Korea have held the first reunion of families separated by the Korean War in more than 3 years. 82 elderly South Koreans, four-fifths of them over 80, have reunited with 178 of their long-lost relatives from the North for the first time in 6 decades. The 3-day reunion is taking place at the North's Mount Kumgong Resort on the East Coast. Another 3-day event is scheduled to begin on Sunday, when 88 North Korean applicants will reunite with some 370 family members from the South. At least 2 dozen people are dead following a massive explosion along the Turkish-Syrian border. The blast hit a Syrian refugee camp in the South Turkish province of Kulis, leaving at least 24 dead. Numerous others have been wounded in the explosion, which is believed to have been caused by a car bomb. So far, there has been no claim of responsibility. The province of Kulis is the main destination for Syrian refugees fleeing from the northern city of Aleppo. Aleppo has been under siege for the past few weeks by Syrian government forces. Turkey is currently sheltering over 700,000 Syrian refugees. At least 13 people are dead following an overnight attack in central Nigeria. It's being reported gunmen attacked a village in the central state of Plateau at around 1 a.m. local time, gunning down the victims as they slept. 9 children are said to be among the victims. It's unclear at this point what the motivation behind the attack is or who may be responsible. Meanwhile, authorities in the northeastern state of Borno have buried most of the victims of another deadly attack this week that killed 96. The massacre follows another deadly assault on a village in the state of Borno over the weekend, which left over 100 people dead. Authorities in Venezuela have decided to remand opposition leader Leopoldo López in custody while he awaits his trial connected to the continuing political unrest in that country. The courts say they're remanding López for his own protection and suggest an attempt to take his life, if he were granted bail, could cause further violence. The far-right-leaning López is facing 4 charges, including inciting the recent violent demonstrators in Caracas, which has left 3 dead. López, however, has not been charged in connection with those deaths, as was previously expected. Demonstrations against the government of Nicolas Maduro broke out earlier this month, demanding his resignation. Business activity in the 18 nations that use the euro lost some momentum in February, dragged down by weakness in France. This outweighed strong growth in Germany. The findings are suggesting the eurozone's economic revival will remain fragile in the short term. French consumer prices have also declined at a record rate in January, highlighting weakness in domestic demand. Prices dropped by 0.6% in January from December. At the same time, the PMI in the eurozone has fallen slightly to 52.7 in February from 52.9 the previous month. Any reading above 50 still indicates expansion. The eurozone economy grew 1.1% during the final 3 months of last year. Those are the latest headlines from CRI. I'm Alexander Orcott.